Hello and welcome to today's episode of Rainer on Leadership, your online home for leadership lessons and advice for the local church. I'm your host, Jonathan Howe, and as always, I'm joined by Tom Rainer, the founder and CEO of Church Answers.
Do you remember 1963 very well? No?
No.
That was, you think I'm gonna
Kennedy was shot that year, though.
Yeah. You think I'm going to do a 60s song?
I don't know.
It's all about Kennedy.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that then.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember it, but I know about it.
You know what I remember? This is rhetorical.
There's blood right over there, by the way.
Yeah, we do. That was one thing I got off of eBay.
Kind of weird.
Well, it's a swatch from the limousine where he was shot that, yes, has his blood on it. So you're correct. So what I remember as an eight-year-old, and very vivid memories, some of the most vivid memories of my childhood, obviously. What I remember is they rolling the TV in on a metal stand to get the Channel 3, Columbus, Georgia, Channel 12, Montgomery, Alabama, sometimes Channel 20.
If the wind was blowing right in
Montgomery, and on a rare occasion, Channel 4 in Dothan. That's just very rare. But so I think we had on Channel 12, WSFA-TV, Montgomery, Alabama, but it was all national news, national feed-in. And I remember again and again and again the sound. Beep, 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 beep. We have a special news alert. We have a special news alert. Well, we're going to talk about that news alert because it's related to Jonathan.
Oh.
In just a few minutes. But after we do, the sponsorship of Vanderblumen.
Yep.
And just to let y'all know, Vanderblumen has been with me as our original sponsor, and he has not left me.
Wow. It's going to be like that for 3 weeks, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, gosh. All right. Vanderblumen has been serving churches for more than 9 years, but did you know that they also serve Christian schools, nonprofits, and Christian businesses? So if you're listening and you know of a Christian school, nonprofit, church, or values-based business that is hiring, have them contact our friends over at vanderblumen.com for help in finding that next person. Maybe you should call Vanderblumen.
Beep, beep, beep. So we have a special news announcement, and the news actually went out last week that Jonathan is taking a new position, a new executive position with the Southern Baptist Convention Executive Committee. So, Jonathan, since you're going to be leaving me, and since you're expressing your disloyalty by this departure, why don't you just give us, many people have already read the press release, but give us a little heads up about what you're going to be doing.
I'm headed to the Southern Baptist Convention Executive Committee, like you mentioned, as Vice President for Communications. I'll be handling all the messaging and news coming out of the EC. So Baptist Press, SBC Life, marketing, promotion of the annual meeting.
I am so happy for you.
All that fun denominational stuff that I absolutely love.
If you could see my face right now, you would see how excited I am about this.
You're whelmed.
No, I'm not even close to whelmed. I am somewhere between incredibly ticked off and despondent. One of those two. Folks,
I'm excited.
Yeah, I know.
Not
you
to
are.
Be leaving, but to be going. Yeah. It's the push and the pull. I'm being pulled.
What's the push?
There's no push.
Yeah, there is a push. This is not your calling. So we're moving on.
It's a pull.
So anyway, to let you know, we did a press release not too long ago for Church Answers announcing that Kevin Spratt was coming on as VP. Mm-hmm. This was in anticipation of this announcement taking place. But folks, this is the dude that has been with me from the very first podcast. And this one is number 570.
Yeah.
This one. So
575 is going to be my last one.
Oh, man.
I was hoping to make it to 600.
Okay, try. So what we're going to do the last week on Rainer on Leadership, the two episodes there, last week of September, to be clear.
Yeah.
And Revitalize and Replant. What?
Not on that one.
Not on that one, no. Then?
Because we're not doing that one.
Yeah, we are.
Well, we'll have to do another different one then. We'll figure it out.
Okay. Well, I think you need to say goodbye on Revitalize and Replant, too.
Bye.
Okay, gravy train. We're going to do something.
Yeah,
but anyway, we're going to have a goodbye to Jonathan that last week. 2 weeks from now, as you're listening, if you are listening to the day we release this, which is September 10th, we're going to go travel down memory lane. I'm probably going to host, and Jonathan's going to be the contributor that time. And I just want to tell the audience how excited I am for Jonathan.
I can tell.
We'll talk about transition issues later on, but just to prepare you that This is your last month of Jonathan. So go back and listen to the first 574. By the time you get to the end of September, 574 episodes. Remember Jonathan. Take time. Don't put it on 1.5 or 2 speed. Maybe even put it on 0.75 so you can savor the voice.
Then you'll be like this.
Yes. So, Jonathan, my sincere congratulations.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Well, it's not really sincere, so I just wanted that was a perfunctory comment. So what we're going to do, since Jonathan has figured out 7 ways to hurt me by departing, we're going to talk about 7 ways to hurt your pastor. And as I am feeling the pain of departure, we can talk about the pain of pastors. And so, no, I'm not trying to linger on this incredibly painful issue.
Oh, you're not trying at all. You're succeeding.
6 minutes into the podcast, and I'm still talking about it. We are going to talk about pastors, what they have told us. Somebody said, how do you know these things? The pastors tell us that. Is it a scientific survey? Usually not. Usually it's a social media. Sometimes we get more responses on social media than we do on scientific surveys. That doesn't mean they're better than the scientific survey because of sample issues. But to say that this is not credible information is not true. This is highly credible information because it comes from hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of pastors, and they're saying this is the way that we receive and endure the most pain.
All right. So first way to hurt your pastor is to criticize the pastor's family.
Oh, my goodness. Kinda spouse. Goes,
yeah.
Children.
Yeah. We had the one just recently, though, on pastor's children.
Yeah, last related week. To that.
Yeah, 568. Yep. That one's on you know, things that hurt pastors' kids,
yes.
Basically. So, yeah, we do know that this is a tough one for pastors. I mean, like, you've been in the pastorate, your sons are in the ministry, my wife's in the ministry. Criticism of the family, a lot of times, hurts more than it criticizing
does.
Yourself.
It does
or,
hurt
or one,
more.
You know, being criticized.
It does hurt more. Again, if it's a kid, the kid, it's, if they're young, that is, it's just, you know, what did I do to deserve that? Especially if it comes to the kid. That's even more painful. And I had a deacon actually do that at one time. And even though it took place in 1989, I've not forgotten the pain of that moment. I know that pastors, many times their spouses get an enormous amount of criticism. Sometimes it's criticism of the family. Sometimes it's criticism of the pastor, too. The family. Mm-hmm. So it could be either one of those two.
Yeah.
This is a definite. This is a no-no. And by the way, if you're doing this to get to the pastor, it is absolutely cowardly and it is not defensible.
It's just awful.
It is.
Just awful.
Yep.
So, and we've talked about this before on the podcast. That happens less to me.
Because you're a male?
Because I'm a guy.
Yeah.
Than it would like
Nelly Joe
or, pastor. Or Sam, you know, Aaron or somebody like that or Rachel.
Yes.
Or whomever.
Yeah.
So, people don't do that to the husbands as much as they do to the wives.
So your wife is a children's minister. You don't get the...
She doesn't know how good she has it. And she's lucky to have me. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Well, you know, some people true, are lucky to have you. Some people lose you. So I just thought I'd mention that
boy.
As well.
All right. Number two, tell pastors that they are overpaid.
This one burns
That's
me.
The exception to the rule.
It is the rare exception to the rule. And think about the pastor. The pastors probably spend anywhere from 60 to 70 hours that week doing pastoral care, sermon preparation, going to meetings, visiting in the community, counseling people, going to the hospital. And he's probably spent 60 to 70 hours that week, and then somebody says, you're overpaid.
Mm-hmm.
If you calculate it, that pastor probably is making close to minimum wage
or
something of that.
This, I think, and maybe you can speak into this and what you've seen in Church Answers and just talking to people out and about, but it seems that this theory that pastors are overpaid is coming from those of maybe your generation versus mine.
Possibly. It does. Now that you mentioned it, I hadn't thought about that.
I don't hear people my age talking about, that pastor's overpaid. But I hear a lot of people your generation who do say that. And
I got a theory then.
Okay, go ahead.
The theory is that we were more impacted by the televangelists than your generation was.
Yeah, but we have the prosperity preachers too.
I know, but y'all
but
know.
But we know that they're the exception, not the rule.
Yeah, when we had the Swaggerts or... Okay. Our,
Baton Rouge guy there.
Yeah. Okay.
I remember that. That was oof.
Are those, there weren't, the only other television preacher was really either Charles Stanley or Billy Graham.
Jim Baker, Jimmy Swagger. I mean, it was
new.
What's the other guy?
I don't know.
Tipton?
Oh, yeah.
Not,
yeah. Yeah. Isn't that something? I remember him.
Yes.
I remember Tipton. Robert Tipton? Robert Tipton,
is that right?
I think his name. Yeah.
But yeah. All that.
Yes. So it was new to us, and it was a large influx of it. Now, when you're listening to a prosperity gospel preacher, whether on the radio, a podcast, or television, particularly television, you just say, huh, it's out there. And not as many people watch TV today. That was our primary way of getting
information. But why did people of your generation kind of project that on the guy at, you know, First Rural County Seat Church?
I don't have a good answer for that. I mean, it's somebody did wrong, so everybody's done wrong.
I don't know very many pastors at all who I would classify as overpaid.
If I were to even come close to that category, it'd be so much less than 1%.
Count them on probably one hand.
Yeah, it wouldn't be worth arguing.
And I got a friend that has a great line about this. He says, no one is overpaid. They're just underworked.
I remember that comment, and I don't remember who did it, but I remember that comment.
Which I think is brilliant, because nobody is actually overpaid. They're just not doing enough work for the pay. So work hard. And like you said, pastors, if you look at that and look at the amount of work that most pastors put in, and staff members put in, they're underpaid.
Yes.
If anything.
Yes, absolutely.
Some of them are paid, you know, and they're paid well, but a lot of them are underpaid considering the stress and the emotional toll and even the time that goes along with the job.
I was talking to a pastor who was trying to get a staff member on board, and they kept coming back to the issue of this is his pay that they're trying to get on board, and it was his package. Mm. And so they were throwing in 401k, I believe it was 403b. Oh, yeah. They were throwing in health insurance and all that, and they were saying this is pay.
Yeah. Well, since you brought it up,
yes,
I'm going to this new job.
Yes.
Whenever I looked at my pay versus my package, because I've never really gotten, I've always just, this is the first time I've ever had it on like one sheet.
Yes.
So even at Lifeway, I would just see a pay. I wouldn't see all the rest of the stuff. I didn't see everything.
We made it available.
I know, but it wasn't on the offer sheet. But on this one, it was. And there was a great disparity between the two because of the addition of the benefits.
Yes.
That's a huge difference.
Yes.
And I'm like, wow, you know, if you thought I was making that, wow. But it's not.
It's not.
So I can see, that's the first time I've ever been able to see that firsthand.
And so very few people who are in the secular employment see their total package.
Yeah.
They don't know the value of their total package.
And when I saw that, I was like, wow, that's. Yeah.
If you were self-employed.
I didn't realize how much those had to, you know, how much extra it is over the salary.
And just to let you know, as the CEO of a small company called Church Answers, I know how much those things cost, Jonathan.
Well, I cost less now.
Yeah, that's because of your total disloyalty and decision to leave.
Okay. Number three, the third way that you can hurt your pastor or that people hurt pastors is they don't defend pastors when they're attacked.
Oh, this one's painful. You think you have friends. You think you have defenders. You think you have people that have your back, and they have your back until their front is attacked. Boom. It's, to me, this one is as deplorable as most of them, because it's your fringe, and I do air quotes if you could see me. It's your friends and not those who are your critics. And when you do not have when a pastor does not have someone defending, when there's an outright attack on character or something that is just obviously wrong, that one is wrong.
Yeah.
So I can get riled up about that one.
I would also say on this, staff, if you're hearing your pastor or another church staff member be attacked by a church member, stand up for him.
Yes. Don't just walk.
You have a even greater loyalty than
you have a moral obligation to do so, because you are under the authority of
exactly.
that person.
Exactly.
You are so right.
All right.
Sorry.
Number four, you can tell the pastor that they have an easy job. I don't know one pastor that has an easy job.
Nope. I don't know one pastor that has an easy job. Most of the time, this one is done in jest, and it's not.
Oh, you only work one day a week.
Yeah. Hmm. I sure wish I had your job where all you had to do is speak an hour a week.
Yeah, you just get to study your Bible all week, and that's
yep.
it.
Yep.
Such an easy job.
And it really, there is no joke related to this, because the pastor's been hit about pay, about the family, about other issues, and then someone comes up and says, oh, you have such an easy job. I was trying to remember. Yeah. I think it was back in the days when I was at Lifeway a long time ago, and we had a group come in. I don't remember. Jonathan, I know you were there. And someone spoke up, and they said, I have been a staff member, and now I am a lead pastor. I had no idea. that when I used to think my lead pastor could do it so much better, how tough it was. The comment that this guy was making, I really had no idea how tough the lead pastor job is. And I'm not suggesting that other staff members don't have difficult jobs, but to overuse the overused phrase of, is it Truman? The buck stops here. So yeah, the buck does stop there.
Yeah. I was looking up most stressful jobs and like pastors up there with like military personnel, firefighters, taxi cab drivers, which that was an odd one, but I guess
makes sense
if
though.
You're dealing with traffic all day long, especially in big cities. I would
and if you see all your money going to Uber and Lyft too,
yeah,
no, that would be another issue.
So yeah, it's in there. So I was looking for a list, but the pastor is in that in the most stressful job. So it just comes at all sizes.
Yep,
Adam. So number five, you can be a constant naysayer and critic. So I mean that if you're just that person that's chirping all the time at the pastor, it hurts. It adds up.
It's again another worn out cliche, death by a thousand cuts. Criticism here, criticism there.
I saw that Taylor Swift lyric.
What's that?
It's one of her new songs on the new album, Death by a Thousand Cuts.
You're still a Swiftie?
Oh yeah. So
we could go into
dropping Taylor Swift things in my last podcast here. I love it.
This is not your last podcast.
Well, on some
of them. Your official traitordom begins at the end of September, not in the middle or in the early part.
Anyways, Death by a Thousand Cuts. Yes.
You know, I wish I hadn't done that. I'm not a Swiftie fan. So but then again, you're not a Beatles fan. And, you know, to be fair, the Beatles, most of them were drugged out and hyped up and had all kind of issues themselves. And I still like the Beatles. So
yeah.
You can like the indefensible positions of other people as well.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. But yes, so being a constant naysayer and critic. Number six, making comments about the pastor's personal expenditures.
Oh, you got a four-year-old car. I didn't know we paid you that much.
A four-year-old car?
Oh, I've heard it worse than that. I mean,
I've got a four-year-old car. Trust me, it wasn't a lot.
But to say, oh, you're going to Disney? Wow, we must be paying you a lot. I know a pastor that saved up for 3 years.
Oof.
For as far as paid vacations, did staycation, stayed local for several years, saved up money so he could take his wife and kids to Disney in Orlando, and got three criticisms from the church that we must be paying you too much. So this is related to number two, tell the pastors are overpaid, but you're coming at it through the perspective of watching their expenditures.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, people find deals.
Yes.
People are smart with their money.
They save.
Yeah. We all do that.
You save 4 years of vacation pay and put it toward one trip. Hey, that's smart.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't deserve the criticism of someone at the church.
Yep.
No.
And finally, you can compare your pastor's preaching negatively to other preaching.
In my era, it was the television preacher.
Mm-hmm. Today you talked about it. The radio guys, the Charles Stanleys, the Adrian Rogers, etc.
Oh, Adrian.
Well, yeah,
I mean, Charles Stanley may could expose it, but Adrian had the voice of God. I mean, it's kind of like Jonathan's voice on the podcast.
Gosh. I'm the voice of pod.
He, oh gosh, that's funny. Adrian would not say God. It was two syllables. It was Guada. Guada. With that deep voice. Deep voice. I mean, it was so resonant, it carried out as if it was not monosyllabic, but more than one syllable.
Okay.
It was rich. So in my era, it was those pastors. Today it's the podcast pastors. Mm-hmm. And, did you listen to that? I was listening in the car. You know, this is how this podcast pastor dealt with this text. You need to listen to that, because I know last week you preached the same text.
Mm-hmm.
So comparison to other preachers, do not like it. So I wouldn't even compare to preachers at all.
Yeah.
I
mean, everybody's different.
Yes, everybody's.
And what's funny, sometimes I see people who try to emulate others.
Yes.
And it don't work.
Yes.
Because not everybody, but people who know, they see right through it. And you're just hurting yourself on that.
And so, there is a story. It's probably apocryphal.
You be you.
Oh, I thought we were talking about a new university.
No. Nope.
Oh, have you gone to UBU?
No. Nope.
You're talking about YOUBE.
Union Baptist University. Anyway, apocryphal story.
An apocryphal story, and it may be true, but it was many, many years ago when the pastor was trying to imitate Billy Graham. And at the end of the sermon, some church running 50 or 60 in the apocryphal story. And he says, we're going to have the invitation. And he's trying to talk like Billy Graham. And he says, y'all come now. The buses will wait. The buses will wait. I don't know if that's true or not, but I've heard it enough.
Stetzer used to use that line when meetings were running long. He was just like, oh, hey, the buses will wait. It was you know, kind of a hat tip, but it was funny.
Is he still in at Moody?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Talked to him lately.
Okay.
So,
Need to catch up with the guy. So, these are seven ways to hurt your pastor. It kind of reminds me of a Simon and Garfunkel, maybe a Paul Simon song about so many ways to leave your lover. No. I think it's Paul Simon after the breakup of Simon.
That sounds like a Taylor Swift song, though.
Hey, Amy J., before we go off there, will you check Paul Simon, blank ways to leave your lover? Get off the bus, Gus, make a new plan, Stan.
Okay. You know who's not leaving you? Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary.
Vander Blumen is staying with me. Southeastern is staying with me. And pretty soon it's going to be Rainer on Leadership, hosted by the Pips. That's it. Just...
The Pips.
There'll be no one here.
Somebody
will
know about
that.
Somebody knows about that. That's funny. All right, but Southeastern, they offer 40 different degree programs at Southeastern, including the new Master of Arts in Church Revitalization in partnership with Church Answers and Revitalize Network. This 37-hour degree is designed to help students move established churches from flatlining to flourishing. You can learn more about this program and more by visiting subts.edu or tomreiner.com/MACR.
So in the production studio in Richmond, Amy J. Googled and found it's 50 ways to leave.
That's a lot. Lover.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she even gave us a Vivo with Paul Simon.
There he is,
singing.
Simon and Garfunkel.
No, that's Paul Simon.
Well, but it says Simon and Garfunkel underneath it.
I think it's just Paul Simon.
Well, either
I could
way.
Be wrong.
Doesn't matter.
I think it's post Simon and Garfunkel. But anyway, that is that. We will continue to talk, harass, and make feel as poorly as possible, Jonathan, about his departure at the end of September. Stay tuned, because the last week in September, we'll be focusing upon Jonathan as we say goodbye to Jonathan. For now, I'm saying goodbye to you, and thank you for being a part of Rainer on Leadership.
Yep, thanks again for joining us here today on Rainer on Leadership. Be sure to subscribe in iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. And join us online at tomreiner.com, where we are growing healthy churches together.